Maumelle Country Club, Justin Akery and Chris Kane. Thank you for tuning in today. We are going to delve into this golf deal in a minute. Chris Kane is chomping at the bit. I mean, chomping at the bit.
I can't wait. But I can wait. I can, but I can't.
There are so many different things to go into. We got a, you got a famous player and a fake rivalry. You got trash talk. You got a former Razorback in the mix. I mean, all kinds of good stuff.
A guy that really no one knew about at all,
yeah, who,
as a rookie.
And who knew that all the dentists that work in England also work in Sweden?
Right there.
We got to get that dude's grill fixed. I mean, come on, man.
It's okay.
Anyway.
You know, he made a good amount of money this weekend. Maybe he can get that done.
There's no question. He could buy two mouths full of teeth with that amount of money he made this weekend.
Maybe even a grill.
Exactly. Yeah, he could. That would be a good look for him.
I think so. Different.
Rainey Rule is joining us here at Maumelle Country Club. She's with UAMS, the Executive Director of College of Medicine and Development. Did I say that right?
You did. Very good job.
You just told me 30 seconds ago, and I wrote it down. I still was afraid I was going to get it wrong. Anyway, good to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. What a beautiful day to be here.
Boy, it is spectacular. 13 years for the Paul Dunn Classic, and, you know, the fight against ALS is an ongoing one, and it's one that I occasionally get tidbits because of my family's connection to this event. But, you know, it seems to be, and again, I'm on the outside looking in, but it seems to be, you know, there's a lot of work that's done. There's certainly a lot of folks that are dedicated to trying to find, you know, whether it's a cure or some way to, you know, abate the symptoms of ALS. And I'm sure there have been some gains made, but it also seems to be that there's, you know, a lot of frustration. It's a tough one to deal with, and that maybe there have not been necessarily a lot of huge gains, I guess, over the last decade or so.
You know, we have a graph. I wish I could put it on the radio so that all of y'all could see it visually. But it shows that over the last 60 years, there's been very little research done until about 10 years ago. So what you see, if you can see my finger, is it goes kind of a flat, and then it starts up. And the amount of research that's been done in the last 10 years, and especially the last 5 years, we've made major strides. I don't know if you've been following, but the mayor of New York, Bloomberg, has kind of declared war on ALS. And he is convinced that in this next two-year window that we will, in fact, come very close to find the cure for ALS, which, like polio, then ultimately you try to eradicate it. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited that we hope his research is right, and he certainly has the money. He and Columbia have done a tremendous amount, and we hope to collaborate with them soon with some of our research, because we're getting kind of some of the same trends of finding some things that are working here at UAMS. So we're excited.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I guess, what does he base it on? So he's getting information from Columbia? Is that what you're saying?
Actually, yes, and for all too long, we used to do ALS and all these different ALS research and all these different silos all over the country, and they each would kind of do their own thing. And what we've put together now is this network that goes all across the country, so all the research is being shared. And you can imagine that once you start that kind of collaboration, then you can see, hey, this is working, so then let's put more money into this. And the strides, as he says, in the next two years should be incredible for ALS.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, what's the number of people stricken with ALS in a
Very low. I'll have to check that figure, and I can get back with you within the hour. But I'm thinking that it's like something under 30,000 for the country, which is very low, which this is absolutely no bastion of a pharmaceutical company. But because that number is so low, there isn't a tremendous amount of money that goes into these pharmaceutical companies for medicines for ALS patients. Mm-hmm. And you can understand, I mean, they're there. They need to make a profit also, and there's just not. Now, what we argue is that if we could get these ALS patients to live longer, in fact, there would be the market for a tremendous amount of money in ALS medicines. So it's that, you know, fine balance of getting them to realize, hey, come on and get in this. And this is where Bloomberg is being so brilliant in his strategy, is he's bringing the pharmaceutical companies in on the front end and saying, hey, I'm not only going to put the money out here for the next 2 years, but I'm getting ready to put on some severe political stress and pressure on you guys to help us with this. So we can only take in research areas, we can only take our research so far, and then we're dependent upon the pharmaceutical companies to take it on to the next area.
That's interesting. Well, if there's a mayor that you want involved, Bloomberg would be a good one because he's got no tolerance for guns, he's got no tolerance for big sodas, and now he's got no tolerance for ALS. So that's the guy I want on my team for sure.
Hey, no kidding. And we've got some good team leaders here with Tommy May and Ron Russell and Dr. Stacy Renicki and Dr. Dan Ron, and now we have a new dean that's helping us. So we feel like we have some good leaders here in Arkansas, too.
Yeah, well, Mr. May has been an inspiration, without a doubt, for a lot of folks, and it's always good to catch up with him. I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk to him here soon. But anyway, you can see him a couple times a year usually at this, and then we'll see him down in Pine Bluff at the four-ball event that we go to every year. But, you know, I know he's been, you know, since he's been affected by the disease, he's been someone that's been a real proponent in trying to push research and certainly try to make people more aware.
You know, he's one remarkable man. You know, just I think it makes I'll tear up just thinking about him. He's just an incredible person. We took him to Fayetteville last year and helped us work with another fraternity there. And by the time he was finished with those young men, I don't think there was a dry eye in the place. Mm-hmm. And they're going to turn around and do another ALS fundraiser.
Good.
This year, because Lou Gehrig was a Phi Delta. And so it's the Phi Deltas that nationally are now making also a big push for ALS and ALS research. So it's an exciting time for ALS.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that the Mayor Bloomberg is so optimistic. That's good news.
Yeah.
He's a man who gets things done.
Well, no kidding.
That's
no
cool.
Kidding.
What about UMS? How many different ways, I guess, are they helping folks that are affected?
Well, we're very proud of the fact that we have in one place an ALS patient can go and they can get all the needs that they have. You know, ALS is such a complex disease. They need help with the breathing. They need dietary help. They need physical help. And so UAMS is fortunate that when our patients come, they're not run all over the campus. They're not run into different buildings within Little Rock. When they come out from these rural areas, we can take them in one place into Dr. Stacy Renicki's clinic, and then all the neurologists, everyone will see them that day. So that's very unusual. We're probably one of 10 in the country that can get everything so centralized. And I give a lot of credit to Dr. Renicki for doing that.
So you get folks from outside the state, I'm assuming, too, then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, I'm a little prejudiced, but I'd say our clinics are top-notch.
That's good.
Top-notch.
Well, thanks for all you do. Thank you for coming by, and appreciate you all letting us come out today. It's certainly good to be part of it. It's going to be, like you said, a great day, so we're excited.
What a pleasure to have you all here. Thank you for coming, and thank you for your support. And hopefully next time I come back, I'll be saying, you know what? We found that cure. We're going to eradicate ALS.
That would be great. That'd be great. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. We are we're playing golf for charity today, and certainly this is a good cause and one that's close to my family. So anyway, good to be out here today. And, again, a perfect day for it, so we're thrilled to be part of it, without a doubt. But speaking of golf, Chris, we were talking before the break, and again, there are so many different ways to go, and I'm sure we can't get it all in this segment, but crazy weekend at the PGA at the Players' Championship down in Pontevedra. Now, you played this course?
I have played this course before.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple times.
All right, we've talked to people about 17, and I guess everybody's take is the same as that, and most people I've talked to didn't even dunk it in the water. I mean, most people I've talked to have actually hit this green, which is amazing.
It's more intimidating mentally, I think, than it really is.
Well, there's an island green.
You know?
There's an island green at the TPC course over at Southwind in Memphis. I hit the green and rolled it to the back, and it stayed on. It's not quite as pronounced, but it's still an island green.
Yeah.
It's an intimidating thing, that's right, because there's no room to miss.